in regards to that. Relating to the one letter that was submitted, just a quick clarification. Elliot, I think, covered it well, but I wanted to note that a biological opinion, which is a federal permit issued through the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as an incidental take permit, which is issued through the California Fish and Wildlife Service, has been provided for this project and the overall Millerton-Newtown development. That required mitigating, so offsetting any potential impacts to the California tiger salamander. So for the Newtown project, roughly 3,000 acres have been put into permanent preservation across the lake and permanently endowed such that development can never occur on those properties to preserve and protect the California tiger salamander. Lastly, we do have a neighbor here that is in support of the project and would be happy to have them address should you want to see additional support. On Commissioner Carver's question, the original project, which was approved, 66 resort units, which were considered more permanent living facility, as well as 130 hotel units. The project also encompassed a conference center, as well as a three-park golf course, similar to what my dad developed next door at Brighton Crest. The project, as proposed, in fact, will actually utilize less water and will generate less traffic than what was allowed and approved by the hotel and conference center and three-park golf course. I'll stop there, see if there's any other questions. And as I said, our experts on the subject matters would be happy to answer any questions as well.
As far as fire protection, was there any differences there with the conference? Was the conference center going to be multi-story as well, height-wise, stuff like that?
No, the conference center was located actually at the top of the hillside. The hotel was multi-story, so all heights will remain the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good news is, too, because of the new casino, a ladder truck has been purchased.
Right.
I didn't know if you were aware of that, but
yep.
So it actually helps you. It's a good thing.
Yep.
So they're going to be right there.
No, I appreciate you pointing that out. There's actually also a dedicated two-acre site. There's a fire protection district within Millerton Newtown, which has funded a new station and new equipment, which as the development will continue, the fire station will actually, but they own Cal Fire actually owns property within the Millerton Newtown project to build a new station.
Any other questions from the commissioners? Austin, I noticed in the plan you're taking away the hotel, okay, and then you're the library, which is, so I'm reading from here, there was a library in that as well, and then
I don't mean to cut you off, but
I think I know where you're going. And then the golf course. So that golf course is going to be taken away from this project.
Correct. Yeah.
Because they have one not too far away. Is that the thought?
Yeah. So next door, there's the 18-hole championship golf course, which was acquired by Table Mountain Rancheria, and it's still owned and operated now.
Okay.
Around the hotel and conference center, there was going to be a pitch and putt, kind of a three-par mm-hmm. pitch and putt. That has been removed. On your question on the library, actually across the street on Marina Drive, where I'd mentioned where the Cal Fire actually owns the mm-hmm. Location for a fire station, the county also owns a site for a county library.
Oh, great. Okay. And so there has plenty of I always think of green space, families, and things of that nature. So those things have really been already
yep.
addressed.
There's and hundreds of acres of open space.
And that's good news about the 3,000 acres. Never can be developed based on for the wildlife.
Yes,
and
good
then,
for the salamander, tough for the pocketbook, but yes.
I know, but that's a
good. Yeah.
And then the 2 acre for Cal Fire, that's huge right up in that area because of all the wildfires and things like that.
Groundbreaking's next week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get that day for us. Okay, that's just what I just, and are the houses, the units, are they some of them, are they rental? Are they purchase, or how does that scheme go?
Yes, so the multifamily project are for rent. So most renters, come in for multiple years and actually stay. One of the portions of the project is actually a restrictive age community. And so for most of the other projects that we have that are restrictive age, most of those residents actually stay there for the majority of their years.
Walking paths are still included?
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any affordability in these units?
No, not on a percentage of an AMI. This project, though, is a monthly rental, so rental rates adjust based upon affordability rate.
So it's all market rate?
Correct.
Regarding water use, is there going to be a dual system where for landscape separate from potable?
Yes. So the county service area that Tawanda and Elliot had mentioned, the entire community is actually plumbed with the purple pipe. Purple pipe is the kind of the vernacular for recycled water system. So the entire project, including actually the golf course, is contemplated to use recycled water. And its water source for the project in its entirety actually comes from Millerton Lake under long-term surface water contracts that were acquired through Fryant Water Contractors. So it doesn't use any groundwater.
So are the units that are being built, are they going to be, is the plumbing in them going to capture the gray water from the units?
Yes, so any of the water generated in the wastewater goes back to the wastewater treatment facility. And then most of the project itself, and Giorgio can speak to it, but all drought-tolerant landscaping, most instances synthetic lawn. And so all those impermeable surfaces will capture stormwater.
Time frame on this is still pretty far out, right? Because you're just in the entitlement. You're doing a general plan amendment.
Yeah, we could build the hotel tomorrow, but on this, through this, it has to go before the board. Then we'll need improvement plans.
A few years, maybe.
Yeah, we hope it may be by the end of next year that we can at least start moving some dirt.
Any other questions?
Thank you
very much.
And it's good to see two new faces on the commission.
You said somebody else was going to speak on this. Awesome. Excuse me.
No, not necessarily. I think we appreciate staff's recommendation. We concur with it, and we're ready to go if you guys are.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone in the audience in support of this item?
Good morning. Madam Chairperson, members of the Commission, my name is Jeff Roberts. I work for the Acemi Group. Business address is 5260 North Palm Avenue. We are a neighbor of this property directly to the east and have quite a bit of land around the project. I wanted to indicate that we have no opposition to what they're trying to do. It is a change. That's obvious, or you wouldn't be doing a plan amendment or considering that. So we think it's a good idea. We've looked at the site plan, and we think it's a nice addition to the area. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody to speak to this in opposition? Seeing none, bring it back to the commissioners for vote, discussion, motion, and a vote.
I make a motion.
Second.
What's the motion?
To approve, I hope. Otherwise, I shouldn't have seconded.
Congratulations.
Yeah. No, I don't.
The motions are on page 20.
I agree with the staff's recommendation, then I don't have to see anything.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's,
and I will second.
We have to.
No.
As presented by staff.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, but we have a new secretary over
he
here.
He intercepted me. He said second. I said second is done.
Well, for clarity for our clerk, right, is that you'd like to have it a little bit clear?
I agree with the recommendation of the staff. Is that clear? Now you second it, John.
No, I'm going to retract. No, I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Chata, Commissioner Chata, and a second by... Commissioner Arabians. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Just for Mr. Whalen's knowledge, this one, because it's a rezone, it goes to the board regardless of your decision. Yeah.
It is.
This is one. Yeah, it's a thumbs up or thumbs down, but it goes either way. It's not an appeal.
Okay, next on the agenda is a staff have anything to express to the commissioners?
Not at this moment.
motion?
Yes, would you, Mr. Chata, will you please?
I don't like feeling when making a motion today. Keep sitting here. Make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Meeting's adjourned.
All right, guys.